in for Lynn Miles and the song we are about to hear from Lynn Miles. This one is called When My Ship Comes In. Lynn Miles.
It's just a little boat. It's made of wood and rope. I just hope it floats for me. It's anchored there offshore. I wonder what it's waiting for. 'Cause I can't take it anymore. I'm empty, but I will be calm. And I'll be sure and I'll be ready. I'll be graceful, I'll be strong, and I'll be steady. I will put my back against the wind. I'll make sure all the losers win. Yeah, yeah, when my ship comes in. The flag's a little torn, the sail's a little worn. I've seen a lot of storms, I guess. Hope it gets here on time. 'Cause it's obvious that I'm a mess. I will be calm, and I'll be sure, and I'll be ready. I will be graceful, I'll be strong, and I'll be steady. I will put my back against the wind. I'll make sure all the losers win. Yeah. My ship comes in. I've been afraid of the dark. I've been afraid of my heart. I've been afraid of the tide that's rolling in. So I have been afraid to sail, 'cause I've been afraid to fail. In fact, I've been afraid of everything. But I will be calm, and I'll be sure, and I'll be ready. I will be graceful, I'll be strong, and I'll be steady. I will put my back against the wind. I'll make sure all the losers win. Yeah, yeah. When my ship comes in, I will put my back against the wind. I'll make sure all the losers win.
Hey, check this out.
For the best in live music Cleveland has to offer, check out Live from Cleveland every Thursday from 10 to 11 p.m. We've been around for over 20 years and we're only getting better. That's this Thursday from 10 to 11 on WREW 91.1.
Sick and tired of the tomfoolery of today's youth? Stupid hot tub sandwich parties, rad attitudes, and bad haircuts? Do you find yourself disappointed by all the swearing on the radio? If you answered yes, this message is for you. Some of the following material may be considered indecent or objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Frank Zappa once said, "American radio listeners, raised on a diet of fill in the blank, have experienced a musical universe so small they cannot begin to know what they like." Well, Mr. Zappa, we can help. Tune in to WRUW for an absurdly eclectic mix of music, from roots music to metal, from polka to neoclassical ambiance, from jazz to indie and alternative rock, and other sounds that I still can't quite identify. WRUW-FM, 91.1 Cleveland. More music, fewer hits.
Many motorists do things that can harm their cars and their wallets. These include ignoring the check engine light, failing to change fluids and filters, neglecting the tires, not following a service schedule, not washing their car regularly, and aggressive driving. Such things can affect the performance, safety, and value of your car, points out the nonprofit Car Care Council. It's behind the Be Car Care Aware campaign, promoting regular vehicle maintenance. For a free car care guide, visit the council at carcare.org. That's the council at carcare.org.
All right, folks, thanks so much for tuning in to WRUW-FM tonight. If you're tuning in, you're tuning in on WRUW.org, one of my favorite places to listen to the radio station. And thankfully, that is my favorite place because, transmitter is down right now, but it will be back up as soon as possible. We are aware of the issues. Hey, there's a couple other places you can listen to WRUW in case you are, you know, in your car, you're driving, you want to tune in. Our TuneIn app still works. I love TuneIn app. Mm-hmm. And I checked it earlier. So TuneIn app, if you download that on your phone, you can also stream that online. If for some reason you don't like our website, if that's not enough for you, then we also have our video going live tonight as well on YouTube.
Facebook is broken. Things suck. Is that defamation? Is that okay?
You said thank you.
So yes. We are live on youtube.com/WRUW-FM. We'll also probably do the interview on there. So
yeah, we're going to do the interview probably in the other room on camera. So if you are tuned in, you want to see this group, which you do. They look awesome.
Yes.
Please go to YouTube and watch it.
It's always fun when they dress up for this.
They did dress up. And I think that it's part of the swag. So tonight on the show, we have Desperado. This is a group that formed 5 years back at the last lottery league that happened here in Cleveland. And so these are people that are coming from various diverse groups, different genres, and they've come together especially to make doom country music, which is real big right now, I think. Country is just having a renaissance, and in and of that, we needed a doom country band for the ages.
Good news, Facebook's working now.
All right, cool. Facebook is up, folks. You heard it first right here. Facebook.com/WRUW-FM. You can also stream YouTube.com/WRUW-FM.
Yes.
Perfect. If you want to listen to Desperado's music, and they have quite a fair amount of music online here, you can go to Desperado.bandcamp.com. That's Desperado.bandcamp.com. We're going to be talking to them a little bit later, but they will be playing the Lottery League show where they draft the order of the bands for the big show. And that's supposedly going to be happening on Saturday, May 18th. So that's the next time you can catch these Slowpokes live out there in the fur yonder. And I'm just real excited to get them on the air here on Live from Cleveland. Those are all the places that you can watch tonight or listen to this live stream. Tell your buddies, tell your cowboys, your cowgirls. We're going live here in from Studio A with Desperado right on Live from Cleveland.
Hello, we are Desperado. We are on the air here at WRUW. We're going to play some songs for you. dusty air.
Thank you.
we've got another handful for you. And after that, we'll go in for a little little talking on the interview phone. The song's called Church Fires. This next one's called Above Snakes.
We'll be right back. A second thing, though I walk short dark, lights off, let's talk. Black eyes, blind date, too fast, too late.
Thank you, thank you. You're on the air, 91.1 WRUW with Desperado. We've got three more songs, and they're all long. We're going to take a tune break real quick. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. Wonderful to be here. We are a Lottery League band from 2019, and we're happy to be partaking again this year. If you're not sure what the Lottery League is, you can look it up on the internet. I've heard that that is a thing that you can do. This song is a new one. Everything's dying and the town's laid to waste. Dust in the dryer is all we can taste. And the world looks to you like there's something to be done. About those fine pine caskets lying out in the sun. The ground slayed to the ass. Though we held toe to toe, those men took the rest. They're murdering madly, they're killing with glee. Till these fine pine caskets are all we can see. Caught in the crossfire, taking the flak. Tad's tear the sky, but no, God's got your back. Trying to fend off the savage attack. But there's no
hatred and agony, all we can feel. All of our lives have been destroyed overnight. Nothing but those fine pine caskets in sight. Caught on the crossfire, taking the flak. Heads to the sky, but no, God's got your back. Trying to fend off the sordid attack, but there's no turning back. We won, but society lost. The city is quiet, but what was the cost? The only quick way that we can all calculate is counted fine pine caskets are the ones found too late. You're counting fine pine caskets of those caught in the way. We got two more Free Palestine. This song's called A Lickin' a Promise. We'll be right back. you may avoid disaster. Maybe the rules don't apply. Shot from deep beneath the surface, or fired off into blue sky. Dark smoke fills the air. Some from the liars behind, sometimes the ire beside. I'll make a way with meager mice as things decay without a lives. A cracked smile, a smoldering laugh, a link and a promise is all we have. Everything you come to know will be counterfeit. I swear you always say the same thing. You come around here all set up to get your ears ring, but when your head comes to, I bet you don't remember a thing. Every day it hurts a little more. The harder that you dig it in, the deeper gets the sore. Use your inside vices just to keep it to a duller roar. Take a swing and wish your ego was big. Kick your boots off in the dirt and ask the moment of your sick. Use the blood inside your mouth and spit right in the face of everything. charge, take the pliers inside, try to brace me. Red shirt, don't you know it's gonna hurt when I pull free? Yeah, sweat and the hot heat, death when I ain't free. I feel wet, but what the fuck do you expect? Thank you so much. We're Desperado from Cleveland, Ohio. Take it away, Rachel.
All right, yes, that was Desperado from Cleveland, Ohio. Stick around. We are going to do our little interview here from Studio A in just a minute. I did turn on your microphone in case you want to say anything.
Hi.
We're going to get our chair set up in there. We're going to get some of the instruments torn down. We're going to play a little Neil Young for you from the album Crazy Horse. We're going to serenade you now with Cortez the Killer. This is the 2016 remaster as requested by Desperado. We're gonna keep this this horse chugging, I was just in California, a tumbleweed. We're gonna keep this tumbleweed rolling.
Are there all tumbleweeds in California? I didn't think there would be.
Yeah, there are. We're in the desert. I was in the Mojave Desert. Okay. It was cool. It was so cool. Would recommend.
Like physically, like temperature or
I was in the, yeah.
Was it like cool cold?
Oh, no. No, it was warm. It was pretty warm. We were by Palm Springs. But it does get cold tonight. It gets cold tonight, I'll tell you what. So for those cold nights, just cuddle on up here.
Cuddle with the tumbleweed. And yeah.
Yeah, with Cortez the Killer right here on Live from Cleveland. Stay tuned. We're talking to Desperado in just a moment.
looking for the new world and the palace in the sun. On the shore lay Montezuma with his coca leaves and pearls. In his halls he often wandered with the secrets of
sticking around for Live from Cleveland. Hey, got some good news. We're back on the air, over the airwaves. We're also live on YouTube. If Jamie could actually turn the... Did you turn it off out there? Okay, cool. Thank you. Sorry about that. I could hear myself talking. All right, folks. We are here live with Desperado. Thank you so much for coming down to Live from Cleveland, y'all.
Howdy, howdy. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. No problem. Hey, I want to go around real quick and have y'all introduce yourselves and tell us what you play in the band.
Hi there, I'm Buffalo Terry, and I'm the guitarist. Sometimes I play a dead horse.
Thank you.
I'm Weston Johnson. I play guitar and, I play bass and trumpet, and I sing sometimes, just a little bit though.
Johnny Bordello, I play drums.
Tiny Hands Rodriguez, and I play guitar.
Let's just pretend that there's a little campfire right here in the middle of us. I like that. I like that vibe. And so tell me a story. Let's talk about how you first met and how Desperado came to be a band.
Sorry, I was caught on the spot whether we're going to keep kayfabing or not. I don't think we started in 2019 as members of the Lottery League, and we got our first songs done so quickly we decided to write three more, So we ended up doing an album at the end of the year, and then we wrote a couple more. So we did a split with a band from Columbus called Ope. And then when the pandemic hit, we kept trading riffs back and forth. We played a socially distant show or two, but Friday the 13th. We played a show.
Was it the gun range?
No, that was the last day before the world.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
in Columbus.
People were like, "We gotta cancel the show," and I was like, "No, please, this will all blow over. It's not a big deal." Spoiler alert: I was wrong.
Whoops. We're there to hearken the apocalypse as a ragtag group of Western
bringers of death.
Yeah, undead.
I like that. It's very apropos, you know. When you started as a group in 2019, you got drafted into a band together. So folks should be pretty familiar with how Lottery League works down at Live from Cleveland, because we've had several Lottery League bands be on the show over the years. And also Mike James, who's one of the commissioners, used to have a program down here at WREW. But they basically, it's invite only. And you get an invitation to come and participate in the Lottery League. And then they pull, you have to be a musician that's actively playing in bands in the area. So they pull you out of like a big, tumbler.
The hopper. Big shiny hopper.
And then draft you into bands. And so several of y'all are participating this year.
Oh, all of us are.
All of you, awesome. And it's been 5 years since they did the last one. And the last one was the one that Desperado formed at.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
How long did it take you to like solidify this idea of what you wanted the band to be?
About 5 seconds.
It was pretty instantaneous. When we all got together, Dominic was dressed in all
I was dressed,
spaghetti western.
Yeah, I was dressed as a for sure.
And told western. Us a story about how he's been studying Western scores and how he wanted to do it and wanted to do something
with it. Spaghetti Western vibes for sure.
Yeah. We decided to take a little twist on it and put a little bit of doomy stuff to it, and everything else just kind of formed together.
It's like if cowboys played Black Sabbath around the campfire.
I also like how it has evolved too. I mean, I definitely heard some like surf rocky licks as well.
We love the surf.
You're really getting a real wide range of stuff.
Closely related. And, you know, Ennio Morricone is like who I'm always striving to be like, who's the spaghetti western guy. So,
and you are actually releasing a new album as well.
Yes. Yeah. We're not even starting recording yet, but we have like 7 or 8 songs, and we played one of them tonight, Fine Pine Caskets, and at the next show hopefully we'll play more. The next show is the Lottery League draft night on the 18th of May, so if you want to check that out, you can.
I think they have a website like Lottery League.
Yeah, they've got a website or something.
It's a slot select.
The slot selection, yeah.
The Lottery League.
Yeah, we'll decide like when we play the big show.
Secret information, but it's not anymore.
It's not. I don't think it is. No, it's not secret. I think that they have announced everything already. You know,
I'm wrecking it.
And the new. You know what? I feel like this has been an extremely fruitful Lottery League band. Not all of them are as fruitful. You kind of have to play it by ear. How do you feel about your bands this year?
Oh, I'm
so
excited.
Far?
My band this year is awesome. Everybody that I've met so far has been really cool. They all referred to Desperado as the band that made it, the one that, you know,
there is always like a band that makes it. Yeah,
we got 666 Facebook likes, so we made it.
That's right. That's all we really care about.
Yes.
Yes. How do you feel about yours?
Oh, it's fantastic. We only just went and had some beers, but you know, we've got some ideas cooking.
Yeah. I love that. Love that for all of you.
Mine's meeting up for the first time on Monday. We have no idea what we're gonna do. I just know that we've got a good vocalist, we've got a good bassist, and we've got a good drummer. So I kind of know what my role is going to be, and that's fine. But I'm excited to see, like, I have no idea what kind of music we're going to make. Like, I don't know the group of people very well at all. Like, I'm very excited to see like what comes of it. Should be really cool.
I think that's one of the best parts about the Lottery League is you literally have no idea what is going to, like, any of us thought that this was going to be anything we were going to do when we got together, but it's just something that we came up with and ran with, and yeah, I'm excited for it.
Right. And it's always fun, too, when you have somebody like Wes, who's definitely multi-instrumentalist as well. Like, you think you know what you're doing, but you might not end up doing it. You might end up doing a bunch of everything.
I might.
You don't know.
What about you, Sean?
Yeah, my group is we actually jammed last night for the first time, and it was a really great experience.
You win.
The one guy's playing a Mongolian fiddle, which is kind of like a cello, and we got a piano player and a great drummer, and it was cool. So it's a good first practice. So,
and who knew 5 years later, right from 2019, that weird outsider country would really be making quite the comeback.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a right place, right time with us, is what I got to say. Definitely.
Visionaries.
Yeah, visionaries adding to the story.
Our cover of Old Town Road got 72 billion streams.
I think Beyonce's copying us, right?
Yeah
exactly. Yeah, at this point, yeah. Well, let them know where they can find your music online. It is on Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah. It's on Bandcamp. It's on all the streaming sites. We've got a YouTube where we've got a couple of music videos and live performances. We've got Twitter we don't pay attention to, and an Instagram we do pay attention to. Facebook's better than we are. That's it.
That's fact.
Fact. Perfect. That's so awesome. And we're definitely going to look forward to seeing you at the slot selection show for Lottery League this year. Anything else? Any shout outs to anybody out there in the great yonder that you'd like to make before we wrap it up tonight?
I just like to shout out to my grandma Yarrow. She's not doing so hot tonight. So love you, grandma.
Shouts out to all the major leaguers who let us hop in the lotto bucket again. This whole thing's really fun. And thanks to everyone at WREW for having one of my bands for the fourth, fifth time. Y'all are always so nice to us.
Shout out my dog who's listening to this at home on the radio.
So confused right now, I'm sure. Yeah.
She's just asleep. It's fine.
Kristen and Artie, you should both be asleep.
Thank you so much for telling some stories with us over this fire here down at WREW. We have one song to take us out tonight, which also was a request from y'all, some Slint.
Yes.
So I think with that being said, thanks so much for tuning in to WREW-FM 91.1 Cleveland tonight and sitting around listening to some tunes from Desperado, who are a Lottery League band, and they will be playing at the upcoming Lottery League performance on May 18th. With that, I think we can hit it over there in the studio. Here's some Slint coming at you on WREW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.
She was still involved with the Audubon Society, keeping the bird she loved most in her home. I was very distressed in a moment of lust when instead of me, she grabbed her cockatoo. Occasionally, she would fool her cockatoo, offering it food and taking it away. Then I realized she was a cockatoo teaser.
Some portions of the following program may be found indecent or objectionable by some members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Knowing La Contessa so intimately, I was surprised her favorite bird was a cockatoo. I always thought it would be the swallow.